We now welcome on the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Another difficult one for you guys on Saturday. A 31-29 loss on the last play to Villanova after a tremendous comeback. It's gone back and processed this one. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Well, you know, we certainly played well enough to win, and you got to make some plays in critical moments. We didn't. They did. Usually how these close games are. We started really slow. I think, you know, our kids are hanging in there. We just got to get out of gates a little quicker. But it's another really tough, heartbreaking loss that, you know, we just keep banging on the door. We're just not getting in right now.
You touched on, you guys get down 21-0 pretty quickly, and then you're still down after the big play to Pringle, down 28-16 with 5 to play. How proud are your guys to be able to battle back and take the lead and not, especially on the road, not hanging their heads at all?
Yeah, you know, we unfortunately felt like when we had a 21-16, we had a chance to cut it a little more, and you know, and we don't, we miss a field goal, and then we have to, you know, we give up a fade where we're, you know, on a double move that unfortunately got out of the gate on us. And even if we just tackle it, it's a 40-yard gain, 30-yard gain. But that's a difference in ball games. You know, we were playing better defensively. We were competing, I think, smarter and making more plays. But, you know, it's just tough out there right now for our defense. We can't seem to get a break on some things, and you know, it's frustrating, but they keep battling. Yeah, the kids, you know, they keep fighting and playing, and you know, I expect that from them, to not stop playing because we're down on the road, and we were able to get an onside kick and go down and score a touchdown, and you know, we just, you know, we get two penalties in the last drive, 35 yards and penalties, sets up a chip shot field goal. So it's tough.
First question from Marcus Inglis. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Greg. Just on those last couple of drives, Jose in there rather than Todd, was that a personnel thing or was Todd hurt?
He got banged up in the game and came out.
Anything lingering with Todd, or should he be okay?
I really don't know at this point. You know, with injuries, we really don't see him much on Sunday and Monday. I'll know more hopefully by Tuesday with him.
And you mentioned the penalties. I think you're number one in the league right now in penalties and penalty yardage. Is there anything you can do in practice, or what can you do to try to cut down on some of that stuff?
Well, some of it, yeah, we've got to obviously cut down on some of it. Some of it, I think is inconsistent on some of the calls. I mean, I see around the league what goes on, and I'm very frustrated with some of the ticky-tack stuff that we get called on us, to be quite honestly. But, you know, like I told the kids, we got to battle through. You know, it's on us to win the games. It's on us to fight through. And but there, you know, some of the penalties are interesting that we've dealt with in the last 3 weeks, is the best I could put it.
Thanks.
Greg, talk about the onside kick, because obviously it was something that Villanova knew was coming, and then to be able to successfully execute it, I'm sure that's something that you guys work on special team-wise in practice, but just talk about how well it went.
Yeah, you know, I think Coach Nessel did a really good job of giving him a little different look, and, you know, we've done a couple different things, so we try to keep them on their toes. We just executed it well. We had one the week before we executed well. Or the 2 weeks ago, and we were too eager at the line of scrimmage and we're offsides. And so, you know, it's part of the practice structure of trying to be good at in all phases the best we can. So it was a good job by Coach Nessel and our special teams, who played pretty well throughout the course of the game.
Offensively, Reese with another big day with 370 yards through the air, but also was your leading rusher. Just maybe talk about his ability to, on those last couple of drives, because that was, you know, those late drives were big. And then the fact that he was able, or I guess ran the ball a lot more with Todd not having a lot of success on Saturday.
Yeah. We would have liked to run the ball a little better and design runs. And I think I was a little disappointed. I think we all were, but you know, we decided after halftime to put the ball in Reese's hand and that we were going to go that route. And we felt good about that decision. He's a good football player. He competes like crazy. And he's out there battling his tail off to win the game. And unfortunately, we just couldn't finish it out in that last 53 seconds to give us ourselves a win.
Defensively, Christian Lewis, season high, 13 tackles. I think probably more tackles than he's had through the first four games that he played. Maybe just talk about his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, Christian, you know, I feel bad for Christian because I think he played a good game overall. He got beat on two stutter moves, and it's one thing, you know, when the quarterback – these guys make good throws, and they're going to hit some shots, and I think he gets frustrated sometimes, you know, that – on the last touchdown, I mean, he gets beat on a stutter and he runs it down. He's right there. All he's got to do is tackle the guy and make them go the other 40 yards or so to score a touchdown. And I think he's really pressing, but he's showing great improvement. He made some good plays tackling and on some pressures and some things like that. So he did have a lot of tackles. I think they're targeting him, obviously going after him a little bit, but he's starting to get better every week. He's talented. He's just inexperienced, and he's just got to keep grinding.
We've talked a lot about Thomas Greene. He made, especially on the second one, a couple of tremendous catches in the end zone. And then a big day for a guy we haven't talked a lot about, Roy Alexander, 11 catches for you on Saturday. Just maybe some comments on the day that both of those guys had.
Yeah, I mean, Thomas has been very consistently good for us, and he makes a lot of high degree difficulty catches. Reese has really got a lot of confidence in all of our receivers, and I think, you know, Roy's been good all year. I think the big thing with Roy is just, you know, we're down a couple receivers right now, so I think, you know, he's out there a little more than he was, but we rotate our receivers. We feel very comfortable with all six or seven of our guys. I think Chris McAdams stood up and made a couple really good catches Saturday, and he has been the seventh or eighth receiver, and he's talented. So we have a good group. I think they're all spreading the wealth, but I thought Roy was really good again Saturday as well. He's been consistently good for us since last year.
Your team back at home Saturday in a rivalry game for the Golden Apple against Stony Brook. Stony Brook picked up its first win last Saturday. As you've started to look at them, just talk about some of the challenges that they have, especially on offense with the quarterback change to Charlie McKee.
Yeah, you know, I thought he played very well Saturday, and you know, they look good. Maine's a good football team. I think in our conference, it's really hard to you know, when you see the record, sometimes you kind of feel like you know, these aren't good football teams, but it's not the case. That, you know, we both are struggling in the win loss column, but Stony Brook, the freshman quarterback, has played very well. I think he's got his feet under him now, and he understands the offense better. They continue to be a tough team to defend with the diversity of their running game. And, you know, I've known Chuck a long time. They're a physical, hard-nosed football team, and we know what we're going to get into with Stony Brook. It's going to be a battle. It's an important game for both of us to try to get a win. And, we know they're going to take their shots with their tight ends, and there's a lot of things that they consistently do well, and we're going to have to defend them. And we need to be physical. I think last week was our most physical game defensively, and we've been really trying to get to that edge, and we're going to need it because they're going to pound the football and take shots down the field.
How about on the other side of the ball? They're defensively have been known to be very aggressive with, you know, blitzing into the backfield. What do you, as you've looked at this unit, is it more of the same?
Yeah, I haven't seen a ton of their defense, but talking to our offensive coaches, they're aggressive. They have good defensive linemen. They're exotic in some of their pressures, and they do keep you on your toes, I'll tell you that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about execution. They throw a lot at you. We've got to execute the game plan well and keep it simple so, you know, we can block it up as much as we can. But they're a good – you know, they've had some tough games too and some injuries and in our league. You know, it's just every week's a grind, and we know what to expect from Stony Brook.
We've talked in the past about the Golden Apple, which has kind of grown in prestige and has become a big deal for both programs. When you're struggling like this, does that help to have this game in front of you to something to get ready for and rally around?
Yeah, you know, I kind of hope that pride pushes our players a lot more than a trophy, but we did talk about the golden apple and celebrations and the things that go around with it. And you know, in the beginning, when it was new, it was, you know, no one was sure how it would go, but it's something that both teams covet and want to have in their coach's office. And, but at the end of the day, the golden apple reflects a win, and that's how we look at it. And that's why we want to try to go out and play well this week. We want to get a win for our football team.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.